she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. Happy Labor Day weekend. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
What's up?
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. What's up?
I don't know. Somebody at work. We got that going this week.
I like it.
Again after 1990, whatever it was.
It's nostalgic.
Yes.
I love that. I hadn't heard it in years. Our phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex. They are open this Labor Day weekend. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. And we have a big sale going on this weekend. We have our pre-Labor Day Super Saving Sale. That's what we decided to call it.
Ooh.
Yes. And the reason we did that is because we actually close on holidays, so our employees can spend those holidays with their families or their loved ones, according to who that is.
Exactly. You can also go to autoflex.com, follow along with all the stories we talk about right here on the show, just by clicking on that Facebook page and liking us. Later on, we're going to talk about a $2.2 million Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Do you remember the video?
Yes, we saw this. I guess this happened, I want to say, last summer. I mean, it feels like a year ago.
Was it just that?
It was, and we'll go into great detail of what happened, but a Bugatti bit the dust down by Galveston, and there's video. So anyway, it's an interesting story because it's developing now that it may not have happened exactly as it was described.
Uh-oh.
The seagull may be innocent.
But there are lawyers involved. So if you want to refresh and catch up on that video, again, go to autoflex.com and click on the Facebook link.
And you'll get to see the video. And it all came off of Jalopnik this last week.
Let's kick things off, though. This is shocking to me, but a new study came out that women actually like to haggle for cars more than men do.
Well, and numbers will tell you anything if you torture them long enough.
And we do like to argue.
That's true, and we're good at it.
Yep, we like to argue, we like to shop, and we remember what you said last time.
So, there was a survey. Everyone has surveys. This is a J.D. Power survey, and it came out and said that women enjoy haggling more than men. It didn't tell the other side of the story.
Right.
And that is that most people don't enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, women may enjoy it more than men because 33% of the women said it makes it a fun process, and only 25% of the men said didn't make it or made it a fun process. So you've got about an 8%, 9%, what is that, 8% difference?
Math on the air.
Yeah,
I know.
But what it doesn't say is 67% of the women didn't like it and 75% of the men didn't like it.
Well, I think for men, and I'm speaking from experience, I think after the woman kind of starts needling and bringing up things, then he finally just goes, okay, I give up. You're right. You win. And so that's probably why the men didn't result as highly in haggling.
Well, and their report says that men actually tried to haggle deeper into the price than women did and all this stuff. But the bottom line is, I don't think anybody really enjoys that process. If they did, we probably wouldn't have much business at AutoFlex. But I don't think anyone looks forward. In fact, I know that we have customers that have told me they put off the car buying process just not to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, honestly, if I would too, not if I were not in the business, because it can be, it's a little frightening. And to take on the extra debt, because that's the first fear I think that people have when it comes to getting their new car is, how much is this going to cost me? And what about this? What if this happens? And so on. So that could be the first fear. But if I were not in the business, I wouldn't enjoy it. When I go to buy something else, I don't enjoy it. Being in sales makes me appreciate not having to haggle.
Right.
Well, and the other thing is people are really well informed these days. It's easy to go online and get all the information that's out there on pretty well anything. So then when you do go in to haggle, you know as much or maybe more than the kid you're dealing with who's been there 6 months and who won't be there 6 months from now in a lot of cases.
Right.
So you're well-armed. He's not as well-armed. He's got to run back and forth to whoever is controlling the desk. They used to have the tower. They don't do that anymore. But whoever's controlling the desk. And he really doesn't know how much money they have in that car. He doesn't know what he can sell the car for. They never let him know that.
Right.
For fear he'll give some of it away. So the sales manager tells him what to say, comes back. And that's the haggling that I think people, even though women may enjoy it more than men in some percentage, the majority of people really don't like it.
Yeah.
The average person spends about 18 or 19 hours now, online researching cars from their first idea of getting a car until 2 to 3 months later when they actually get a car. And that time increases and becomes more intense the closer they get to the buying decision. So in the old days, people would visit 5 dealerships or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 1.4. It's not even 2 dealerships.
Because you can do so much online.
Exactly.
Right. They'll start that whole process either over the phone or by email.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they determine who it is that they want to do business with, that's where they'll go spend their time. I found people want answers. So we give them answers. The transparency, I think, really does make a difference. That's how I earned a few customers over the years that won't call anybody but me.
Right.
Which is nice mm-hmm. to know because they knew I would take care of them. Now, the haggling part when it comes to the business side for us, it's not that difficult. We already work out all of the fleet pricing with our dealers, and so we get really great pricing on the new cars to put into a lease, and then we look for the best lease program. But we also look out for what the customer truly needs because there are a lot of factory programs. They're all based on, say, 36, 39 months, and generally the appealing part of it is the payment that they advertise, but you have a lot of limitations there. They put you into a lower mileage lease, and with all the people that move further and further north to get more house for their money, then they drive more miles.
Right.
I think there's a wash there when it comes to moving further out with the gas and the miles on your car and the wear and tear. But you have to take that into consideration and structure the right kind of lease so people don't wind up in a situation where that's where leasing gets its bad name because really they just didn't set it up right.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like going into an arm when you plan to keep the house for 10 years, right, Kevin? you want to make sure, I'm sure he would take care of his buyers like that,
mm-hmm.
like we're going to take care of our people, and we're going to look out for what they really need in a financial package. Leasing isn't for everybody, and buying isn't right for everybody either.
No, and most of the time, again, it's a pretty one-dimensional thing when you go into most car dealerships. Now, there are exceptions. There's some really, really good dealers around who have mm-hmm. good long-term employees, and they take care of their customers well. A lot of people come to us that have gotten into that situation because they saw the $199 a month on the Honda Accord, and then they got there and they found out that that required a couple of $1,000 plus tax, title, and license. So then, okay, well, we can't do that. So then the $199 becomes $349.
Right.
And then it's how many miles a year do you get to drive? Well, that's 10,000 miles a year. Well, we drive 15. Well, don't worry about the mileage. We'll take mm-hmm. care of that later. Anytime anyone tells you two things to look out for. Don't worry about the mileage. Run. Because you need to worry about the mileage. That depreciates the car, which means it's going to cost you either a mileage penalty or additional depreciation when you want to trade. And two, don't worry, we'll get you out early. No lease is designed to get out of early. So if you've been promised don't worry about the mileage or don't get out early, you're probably in a fix. And a lot of people call us that are in that fix. You know, we've got this car. We leased it for 5 years. They told us in 3 we could get out. Well, we're 3, and now they won't return our phone calls. Or they said, don't worry about the mileage. They gave us a 10,000-mile-a-year lease. We drive 17,000 miles a year. We're 3 years into it, and now we realize we're really going to get stung on the end of this deal. So those are the two main things that we see people in a bind on a car. And it comes back to the haggling in a way. If you haggle down to the lowest possible payment, sometimes, especially with a lease, that can hurt you in the end because they cut the miles and they limit you as far as your usage of the car in order to give you that kind of a payment. The reality is, deal with reality. Yeah.
If you drive 20,000 miles a year, that's what you need in your lease.
Mm-hmm. I think back to women preferring to haggle over men. I think it's because women don't necessarily like the act of haggling, but they want the best deal.
True.
So they think, oh, I could save, you know, a couple hundred if I do this. Or we've talked about being in Mexico before, and you go ask how much the coffee mug is, and they say $20 US, and you're like, will you take 10?
It's a way of life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but we'll take 15. How about 12? You know, so you kind of go back and forth until you reach a middle ground.
Well, none of them ever said, no, we'll take 30. by the way. Right. If they did, that would probably stop all that.
Uh-huh.
They also mention in that story to concentrate on if you're going to haggle in the right area, and you want to negotiate the price of the vehicle, not just the payment, because you want to make sure you keep the term correct too. It's not just about the payment. Now with a lease, it does turn into just about the payment, sort of, because what we try to do is help people get into a vehicle that's going to net them the best deal overall with the payment. So if you're interested in a vehicle that has a very poor residual, and so it doesn't turn out to be a very good lease, we'll certainly offer you another vehicle. Say, would you consider this as well? Similar vehicle, same features, but look how much better it performs in a lease as far as future resale value. And that is another thing with all the leases that are coming back due and all the cars that are coming back onto the market. A lease will also protect you from what's about to happen over the next couple
yeah.
of years.
Yeah.
Because
interesting figures coming out because, we've seen this year 414,000 more cars will come back onto the market this year than last year just from leasing.
Wow.
So that's going to markedly affect the resale values of the cars like them on the street because right. the more they are, the less you get for them.
Supply and demand.
The other thing that we're dealing with right now is longer and longer term financing. And yep. people have found it acceptable to go in and sign a 72-month contract, a six-year contract, to finance a car.
Yuck.
And it's common. In fact,
it is. We do it. We have to offer it to be competitive with all the other
average,
banks.
The average length of a contract now on retail is 67 months. Mm-hmm. It's the highest it's ever been in the history of the world. Now, think about this. If you sign a six-year plan, a six-year deal, if your kiddo is between the fifth and sixth grade or starting the sixth grade this year, when the car's paid for, they'll be a freshman in college.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So what you've done is you've obligated yourself, in order to lower the payment a few bucks, you've obligated yourself for a tremendously long time. The big downside is that when you have a car loan, they capture the interest up front. So all you're doing is paying interest for the first couple of years. On a six-year loan, you're paying interest for about 3 years. And then you start to depreciate the loan. So you've got a six-year loan. You're 4 or 4.5 years into it, and you still owe more money than the car's worth because all the money's gone to interest.
But people still need to make sure it's affordable, and I have something to add to that whenever we
You want to take
return.
A break?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lane said.
We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or you can send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, call AutoFlex. They are having a big, bad Labor Day sale. What is that number, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234 or 888-234-1234 out of the area. To see all of those great pre-Labor Day sale cars, you can go to autoflex.com and click on the Manager Special. You can see all those cars there and then click on the rest of our inventory if you're in the market for a car. By the way, today is probably the best day to get a car in the next forever.
Oh, why is that?
Because used car values are going to drop rather remarkably in the new books coming out on September 1. We've already got the new books, and we looked at a couple of cars. If you're driving a Maxima,
mm-hmm.
2012, it's going to lose about $1,000 in value on the first.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Four-door sedans are taking the biggest loss, and then the least loss is pickup trucks. Pickup trucks really haven't dropped much at all, but four-door sedans, especially luxury and near-luxury sedans, are going to take a huge drop in this next book, which means your trade-in is worth less money.
Mm.
Which
yes.
would cost you more in that 72-month loan.
Yes.
Right, and back to that, there was an interesting part of this. I thought that a gentleman was buying helping his daughter, who is 26, buy a $38,000 Mini.
He had to co-sign for her.
First of all, it's hard to get a Mini to $38,000. I mean, you can load one up for $32,000, max. But he's managed to get one to $38,000. He's going to finance that for 72 months, which means that, you know, it's going to be
$650 a month.
$650 a month. She's going to be 32 by the time that the loan is paid off.
I'm sure she wouldn't have had any children.
They're going to pay, yeah, that's the thing, in 6 years. Total of $8,800 in interest, even at 4.9%. Because when you string that loan out that long, the interest rate, it becomes expensive, even at a low interest rate. And you know, the other thing, and I love Minis, they're just great driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
They really are service animals. They eat you up in service. They take a lot of repairs.
So once you're outside of that factory warranty, you really don't need to have a payment.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be needing to put that money toward other things for the car.
The car's going to break. It just does. All cars break. Some cars break more than others. Mm-hmm. Minis break more than others. Sorry about my friends in the Mini business. It's the truth. You guys know it. So,
that's why the service department's like, cha-ching, here comes another Mini.
Well, they call them boomerang cars. They go out the front door and come in the back.
Yeah, they come in the service. They go in the back.
So anyway.
But you know what? They're phenomenal to drive. They get great fuel economy, and they really do handle beautifully. So they're fun. As long as you live in a part of Dallas that has the good roads,
mm-hmm.
or the part of the Metroplex, you know, some of the older parts of town, we got some chug holes going on.
Right.
You might want to move up north. But put an extended service agreement on that vehicle for sure. If you're financing it for 6 years, you certainly don't need any breakdowns, you know, a new air conditioning compressor to pay for. And put gap insurance on it, because it sure will depreciate faster than you can get it paid for at that rate.
And they don't depreciate that fast. They're great resale cars.
Well, that car is a
great resale car. It just takes service. I mean, it's a service machine monster. Anyway, they're carrying it 72 months. It means that she's going to be 32 years old when the car is paid for. Her lifestyle will have changed.
Right.
She will have traded that thing in for an SUV because she's going to get married and have a couple kids.
Which means she was paying for the whole car, but she was only using part of it.
Mm.
The average time to trade is still about four and a half years. People's average financing, 67 months. So people are buying the whole car, paying higher payments. They ought to be leasing those cars.
Or
the payments are less, and they drive the car for the right period of time.
True.
Yeah.
Or the solution, we have come up with this FlexBuy program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double save for you, and you go with a pre-owned vehicle. It can be 1 or 2 years old. You know, we'll help you with which vehicle is going to perform best in the FlexBuy program. And then we put that one in a shorter term. And then when you get to the end, if it's still the vehicle that you love to drive, fits your lifestyle, it's affordable for you, then you can refinance your balance.
Yeah.
But if it isn't, you can give it back to us. So it's similar to a lease, except you don't have to pay sales tax again, and you can do it on a pre-owned car. It's phenomenal. We're doing a ton of them.
You know, the other thing about the, pardon me for stepping on you, the other thing about the 72-month finance, you limit your ability to get a car now that's going to get you better gas mileage. Because every year, cars get better and better gas mileage, moving toward our goal in 2025 of 840 miles to the gallon or whatever it is. But moving toward our goal in 2025 of much, much better. If you're financing that car for 7 or 6 years, then you're not going to be able to trade it. And there are other cars that you could have traded for that are going to get much better gas mileage and have better safety equipment.
Yeah, that's the keeping up with. And maybe they'll fix this technology that isn't working correctly.
And have a decent Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so
and voice recognition.
Exactly. You limit yourself by taking that long-term finance to save a few bucks a month. If you want to save a few bucks a month, even if you hate leasing, at least look into it before you sign a 6 or 7 or even 8. Now, they're talking about 8-year financing on luxury cars. That's crazy.
They've done 10-year on Mercedes, the Highline. They're really expensive. I've seen 10-year.
That is
in
crazy.
The past.
I don't want anything for 6, 7, 8, or 10 years, except
Richie,
for my
never
husband
mind. Never mind, Richie.
And my job, and that's it. Nothing else do I want to keep
dogs,
that long.
And
your
dogs.
And my doggies.
Yes.
Good point. So that's crazy.
And
but,
your friends.
Yeah, friends
David
and family.
And Tammy.
Friends and family, and Lane. So
okay, Lane too.
We'll include Lane if we have to.
Yes.
He can shut us right down and just make us stop
That's
talking.
Right. Look out.
So, AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text 43733. Is there a lease option for the 2015 Dodge Challenger Hellcat? Will there be an availability upcharge added?
There will not be an availability upcharge added by Autoflex. I'm not sure what the dealers are going to do on that car. That's a really good car to call us on, because I guarantee you, you'll take a haircut if you go to the dealer on that car. They are going to get every dime they can. That is, for those of you all who don't know about the Hellcat, it's going to have a 570 horsepower motor.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really, really, that's from memory. I hope that's right. I'm sure our fan texters will correct me if I'm wrong, but it's an awesome, awesome car. It is a monster.
I just
monster.
Love the name of it.
Hellcat.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, good. Yes, it's we'll good. Have a leasing program available. Yes, we'll do our best to keep your costs down. I don't know what they'll get for those cars. It's like anything else. When the car first comes out, there's going to be a premium. Give it a couple of months. If you can wait a couple of months, you'll save a lot of money.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about Kia, because we mentioned that they were, a lot of places are moving to Mexico. I think Toyota is one of them. And
oh, Infiniti, Mercedes,
mm-hmm.
BMW.
Because it's cheaper to
Nissan.
Build there.
Well, here's the thing. Every car you export from Mexico to Europe or Asia is 10% less than if you export from the United States. Because we introduced import tariffs on European cars and Asian cars. Back in the early 80s, we put a 10% tariff on their cars being imported to the United States, ostensibly to stop the Asians from flooding our market with Toyotas, Hondas, and Nissans at the time. Well, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and all those countries that they came from said, well, if you're going to charge us 10%, we're going to charge you 10%.
Mm.
So now if Mercedes builds a car in the United States and wants to ship it to China or to Japan, there's a 10% tariff on that car. If they build that car in Mexico, there is no export tariff on the car or import tariff on the car. So it's 10% cheaper to build cars and ship them from Mexico around the world than it is from the United States in most cases, the bigger developing countries. That's why you see all the manufacturers building. And people talk about the labor cost is less, and yes, the labor cost is less. And they don't have unions to deal with, and that's something else. But the reality is 10% per car, it's a tremendous amount of money.
People ought to, then I'd like to see them save the money on the price of the car rather than pocket it. I mean, all these jobs are being shipped out and away, and no wonder.
Well, the Mexican automotive industry is now the fourth largest in the world, and it will be the third largest in the world within 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who are they going to overtake for that number three slot?
I think it's India or Russia. I can't remember.
I didn't even realize India had a big car industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tata Huge. Motors.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
We've talked about Tatas before.
We have, in fact.
So that's what's happening.
Yes,
Kia's
indeed.
Building a plant in Mexico.
We've got Autoflex Leasing fan texters chiming in. We were talking about the Challenger Hellcat. We've got two people saying it's 707 horsepower and a couple people saying it's 715. So somewhere in there.
I was only off by 150 or so.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Not too bad. All right, we got to take a quick break. We will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil Summers. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053. If you're out tooting around, you want to give us a call, that's the phone number. You can also send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, and you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
It's either 817 or 972-234-1234. 234-1234. That's so easy.
It is.
Yeah. Or 888-234-1234 out of the area. Always autoflex.com. And if you like the stories we're doing online, or even if you don't like them and you want to read them, you can go to our Facebook page and like our Facebook page. And the stories and some really cool videos are posted at the Autoflex Facebook page. Speaking of fan texters, Autoflex fan texter, what kind of deals can you do for Hyundai Azaras? I know that there is a published $1,500 rebate on that car. Goes off on Labor Day, actually the second day of September. So that rebate is going to go away. I don't know if there's anything that we call trunk money, which is bonus money that goes directly to the dealer for volume. And if there is trunk money, the best way to find out about that would be to call one of our offices and speak to a leasing specialist, and they would be able to research that for you and tell you how much money that you don't read about online there is out there, because there's a lot of cars have thousands of dollars of what we call trunk money. We've seen even cars like Honda Accords and Toyota Camrys, we've seen them with $2,000, $3,000, even $4,000 in trunk money that no one advertises, but we get that discount. Interesting. We had a texter last week that texted in, why wouldn't I do business directly with the BMW dealer? Two reasons. Number one, you don't want to do what happens when you go to the BMW dealer. That's one thing. You don't want to go through that. Number two, his salespeople all have what we call a pack. Now, it can be up to $1,000. It can be actually more than that, a lot more than that. That's what they charge each deal before they deliver the car. So when he starts working with you on a price on the car, that money is already added in, and he can't take it out. So whenever you deal with someone at a dealership, they have a pack. That's a cost over and above their cost that the salesman has to include in his cost when he's working with you. Their pack usually makes us very competitive because they don't charge us that. We buy directly from their fleet people. So you can deal with us and save money because, if nothing else, their pack makes them a lot less competitive than we are.
That pack is supposed to pay for all the extra little things that, you know, come along in the process of doing business and the customer service, et cetera, et cetera.
So, well, and the light bill and the floor plan and all of that. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Anyway, and not just a BMW dealer. Everybody has a pack to pay. Just how much is it going to be? And you'll never know how much that is. It's,
right.
It's the dealer cost situation. So
we just pulled back the curtain.
I know. I was just going to say, that's one of the things I love about this show. I've been doing it with you for, I don't know, a decade now. And I still learn stuff every week when we're doing it. And that, it reminded me of, do you remember that reality show that was on a few years ago? I don't know if it was called Behind the Mask or Behind the Magic, but some magician went out there and he had blindfolded or had covered his face, but he was giving out all the tricks and all the other magicians got mad at him.
They got very mad at him.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure wish I had.
But that's what this reminds me of. So all the dealers are out there going, why I oughta.
Well, yeah. But
we look out for consumers.
Mm-hmm. It is a fact, and it makes them less competitive, and it makes us more competitive.
Right.
So why is it that we all are fine that our Bluetooth doesn't work perfectly?
Not fine.
Well,
but it's like we sort of, okay, so the voice recognition. So I asked for the nearest Wendy's, and it gave me the nearest Cindy's or whatever. You
right.
know? So
I say navigation, it says vacation. I'm like, yes, I know, but we're not navigation, vacation, no.
Right.
Navigation.
But we're all seeing, we're fine with that.
Because it's such new technology that we've lived so long without it that we're used to not having it. So if it doesn't work, then it's like, all right, well, maybe one day it will.
We can still get from point A to point B with our Bluetooth not working.
Right.
So I think that's why it's not as big a deal. It's when the air conditioning doesn't work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the transmission's skipping or, you know,
yep.
it just won't start. The battery's dead or whatever. Those things matter.
Yeah, when you put it in reverse and it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found out, though, that's a... usually a brake light sensor has gone out, so your brake lights aren't working. And when you can't put your car in reverse, it'll lock you out there. And then that's what that little hole is on the gear shift. You take your key, you stick it in the hole. It'll still let you get in reverse, but get your butt straight to the dealer to get your taillights fixed, your brake light sensor replaced. That was on my Acura TL.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's a little amazing to me, though, because we do tend to, with new technology, we do say, okay, well, it's okay if it doesn't work all the time. And
I don't say it's okay, but who are you going to argue with? Your car?
Siri.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do any good with her.
I know.
Yeah. So, but is it okay if your Bluetooth doesn't work okay? Or should it work as well as everything else on your car? Considering you paid a lot of money for the voice recognition and the Bluetooth and the navigation and all that, shouldn't it work as well?
It should.
Are you okay with that? You can text in and let me know.
Mm-hmm. But it's also, I think, one of those things where, you know, now we all have home computers, and when your computer goes on the fritz, you just kind of go, all right, well, I guess I'll go use my iPhone instead.
Or you throw it across the room.
Yes.
Yes.
Big on that one. But I think it's just one of those things we become accustomed to. With new fangled technology, there's always going to be glitches.
Well, the fact that you can still use your phone.
Yeah.
With the Bluetooth not working, it just makes...
Yeah.
It's not. That's why it's not that big a deal. If you do have a smartphone, you probably also have navigation
right.
maps or something on there. So I think because we have Plan B with us mm-hmm. already.
And if you do have a smartphone, Toyota has you geolocated.
I know. This is so, I mean, we knew this was happening, everybody. But
right.
Toyota has launched its new location-based mobile app tool that will target auto buyers as they approach a Toyota store and put ads on their smartphones, which you're not supposed to look at while you're driving, by the way,
yeah.
about how much money back is on a certain car, incentive interest rates. So,
how do they know they're shopping? This is the really scary part.
It's because you've gone to a Toyota dealer and your GPS has reported that location and they have read it and know you've gone to a Toyota dealer.
What about if you went
now,
to a Honda dealer?
Pardon me?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What if you went to a different dealer?
It doesn't matter. It knows, when you go to a car dealership because it's your GPS nails you.
Wow.
And now they know you're in the market for a car. So as you approach a Toyota store, they send you an ad.
So it's not just that you drive a Toyota. It's just that you've been to a dealership.
Exactly. Yeah. And guess what? This is only the first inkling of this because McDonald's, mm-hmm. Whataburger, Wendy's.
Cindy's,
those people
Macy's?
Will all be, yes, they'll be auto-locating you. And when they know you're in the market for their product or when you're close to their location, they're going to send you coupons, free drink, 25% off your what-a-water.
Mm-hmm. Your what-a-water.
Yeah.
Now, what I wonder is, where does it pop up? Does it, like a push notification on your screen, it just shows up? Or is it the next time you open up your Safari browser or... How
it's
do you
right
see
across
it?
Your screen, I think.
Yeah, it does a pop-up on you.
Oh, my God.
And I have a friend in that industry, and that's what she's responsible for, is pushing those messages out to cell phones. And
wow.
And she works for a gigantic company mm-hmm. based out of Sweden, I think. And her whole life is learning how to push ads to your phone when you get close to one of the locations that they handle the advertising for.
Wow.
And they take information about where you've been and...
When I go see a movie, specifically Grapevine Mills, it's got a thing where it pushes like the theater to my phone, and it mm-hmm. lets me know if I'm like walking around the mall or whatever. I guess I've got it set up where it lets me know. So if I'm there, my phone flashes and Grapevine Mills shows up on the screen, and I can click it and look at times or whatever. And it's been doing that for months.
It's not that you set your phone up like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's they tagged you,
mm-hmm.
and they know when you hit the mall, they know you've been to the show there before. Have you not?
Oh, yeah.
So now they tag you every time you get close to the mm-hmm. show. This is exactly what we're talking about.
You're at the mall. Mm-hmm. You want to go see
yeah.
a movie?
Usually that's what I'm there for anyway, so I don't need it, but
right.
it's weird to get it.
Well, now here's the other thing.
It's
Does that
scary.
Mean that they always know where everyone
yes.
always knows where you are?
Yes,
they do.
I want to know from Autoflex Leasing fan texters at 43733 if they've experienced it. Lane just said he gets it from Grapevine Mills at the movie theater, and we were talking about now Toyota's going to have it, but anyone else might have it that we haven't heard about yet?
Yeah.
Well, and if you think Toyota can have it and the Grapevine Mills theater can have it, pretty well everybody can have it.
Yeah.
So now you're in the midst of a big business negotiation, and your opponent that you're negotiating with has embarrassing information about you because of where you've been. Maybe you
Edward
went to
Snowden.
A gentleman's club.
Right.
And they've located, and now in the negotiation, they sort of bring that up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why does your mind think that way now?
I'm just saying.
Good grief.
Well, my mind thought what would be embarrassing for me is like if they knew I went to Jack in the Box 3 times in one day or something. That would be embarrassing.
What? That wouldn't embarrass me.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, when I go into Macy's, when I leave, I get an ad.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
That's a good one.
How
did that happen? It doesn't happen to me.
Online fan text.
Did you call somebody a moron?
No, I said a more. Okay. Do you all lease sports cars? Specifically, I'm looking for a Mustang Shelby GT500. Yes. In fact, that's one of the cars that we lease a whole lot of. And I think part of it is that it's an extremely expensive car.
Specialty vehicle.
And so the lease really keeps the monthly payment down on that. Those are awesome cars.
Yeah. I didn't realize they still made them. I thought for some reason that we had done a story that they were no longer being made.
No, no, no. And they're coming out with an even bigger Mustang with more horsepower in 15. In fact, the 15 Mustangs that are about to come out are going to be the first Mustangs ever sold worldwide.
Oh.
And that's because they're going to build right-hand drive Mustangs for the very first time. And they'll be able to ship those then to all of those countries that have right-hand drive. Yeah, all of them that were great British colonies at one time. They were British colonies at one time. All of those people will be able to enjoy the Mustang as much as we have. You know, they sold over 9 million Mustangs since that car started in 1964. So, popular car.
That's will those tea sippers be cool enough to drive our ponies?
Who knows? But on that note, we need to take a quick break. We shall return with more Saturday morning test drive after David says something.
In an accent.
Okay, we'll
got
be back
nothing.
With more Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're air guitaring on the Saturday morning test drive. Somebody had too much energy drinks this morning. Welcome back.
I know who that is.
I blame Tammy.
Well, I didn't have any energy drink, but I did start on my coffee pretty early because I was up at 5:45.
Ooh. Welcome back. This is the Labor Day edition of the Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David, Tammy Lane, and me, Sybil. Phone number is 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, or here's another option for you. Call Autoflex. They have a Labor Day sale going on right now.
At either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, Autoflex.com, where again, you can follow along with the stories and see the cute little Fiat video that I'm going to mention in a minute, right there on Autoflex's Facebook page. Like it and see some pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. We just talked about Toyota installing a new GPS tracker where if you drive to one of their dealerships or any other manufacturer's dealership, they know that you're looking for a car and they'll start sending you push notifications through your nav or through your smartphone saying, hey, we've got this new offer, this rebate coming up. You should come back. So we asked the question, is that happening with any other companies out there? Lane said he's had it at a Grapevine Mills movie theater. And now lots of Fantexters say they get it, too.
Everywhere. Target,
yeah.
Lowe's, all kinds of places. The one that really, really is sort of scary is Autoflex Leasing Fantext. I swear that not only does phone ads go by location, I think the phones listen to you and show you ads about stuff you talk about.
There are people listening to us through our phones. Kind of like the TVs that were hacked that had the cameras.
Computers, Ooh. Dell computers?
Yeah, it was Dell computers.
Well,
yeah.
I think that a lot of times, because it used to freak me out. I have Gmail when the margins would pop up with the ads and it would be something I had recently typed. And I'm like, how
they
does tag
you.
Know?
They
yeah.
tag you. Yeah.
So there's always, somebody listening or reading or watching.
Autoflex. I'm tossing out all of my technology. I'm going back to the farm.
Get out that yellow pad and pencil.
Right.
What is the minimum credit score for Autoflex 2 and is 2 available for used car leases? Well, there's really not a minimum credit score for Autoflex 2. That's our division that we started to help people that are trying to rebuild their credit. And we can work with pretty well anyone on that. Now, on a pre-owned car like a Flexbuy, we can work with people down to the mid-sixes, mm-hmm. maybe a little lower than that, on those flex buys. And that's a heck of a good deal.
They'll tell you this, too. The flex buys and the leases, a lot of the reason that they do have a limit on that credit score, they can be selective because it is such a great benefit. And the bank is taking the majority of the risk, not the consumer. Therefore, you need to be a pretty well risk-free consumer for them to really want to do the program for you. So just think about it that way. But the Autoflex, too, the financing programs are great. Try to save up some cash down to that will help you get your credit back on track.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, my stepson is behind on payments. Can they track the avalanche for repo?
I bet they can.
I don't know if they can, but they probably don't need to because the people that they hire to go get those cars. They have so many ways of finding you. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. They can find anyone. They can find where a car is parked. That's what they've gotten really good at it. And with all of the information that's now available, you can find pretty well anyone.
Yeah, and they're sneaky about it, too. Like, they'll be, oh, I'm an attorney who's working for his aunt who just passed away, and yeah. I need him to collect this money she left behind for him.
Right.
Is he here today? And then they're like, oh, yeah, cha-ching.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that
crazy?
Then they come take the car.
Well, and another important thing is with those cars that have things like OnStar, Mercedes has their Embrace, Lexus has LexisLink, they all have a little something. If you don't turn that on... if your car is stolen, you're going to get very little help tracking that car.
Yeah, if you're not paying the fee, most cars, they won't help you.
Wow.
You need to hook up your, and BMW has one. They all have them, especially the Highlines, and hook it up. Mm-hmm. Of course, GM was the first one with their OnStar.
Exactly.
Hook that up, and they can help you find your car before it gets shipped to Mexico or Russia or wherever they ship them.
Everyone loves cartoons.
Yes!
Cartoons.
Fiat has another... has a new cartoon out, and it's all these fluffy-looking little animals in the forest, and they start talking about how much great gas mileage you can get with a Fiat and how everyone should buy a Fiat. And it's a little raccoon, and it's a bunny, and everybody's so cute.
Badger.
And then it turns dark. And the rabbit suddenly gets really squinty-eyed and evil-looking and says, "We think you should get a Fiat if you know what's good for you." And then he says, "You know, we have several friends in the community, in the bear community. You know what I'm saying, right?" And as this is going on, a large brown bear in the background is drawing his claw across his neck in a throat cutting, like, "This could happen to you." And then the little squirrel goes, "You know, sometimes people go missing."
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a little strange because it's this really furry, cute little animals doing this commercial, and then it turns very dark.
Well, I think it's kind of funny with the cute little Italian car.
Oh.
Yeah. With the family.
They should have gotten De Niro.
Well, they say that when you do see the characters, you do see the Goodfellas characters within those little... charming forest animals.
If you want to see that,
go dark.
If you want to see that Fiat commercial, it's on our Facebook page. Finally, our good friend down in South Texas, Andy House, and we talked about this last year. There was a video of him driving his Bugatti Veyron.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Yeah.
Andy House woke up in a new Bugatti. Yeah.
He did, in fact. The problem is the old Bugatti, and the story he told. Because he had bought that car for about $1 million and insured it for $2.2 million.
Oh.
And somehow that car had been driven into a lagoon down between Galveston and Houston.
Somehow.
Unfortunately for him, there was a guy with a flip phone who videoed the whole thing. And you see his car just sort of fade off the access road and drive into the water, a Veyron, the most expensive car made, right?
Right.
So then everything seemed to be fine until he filed his insurance claim with Philadelphia Insurance for $2.2 million. And then the video came out, and that became even a bigger problem. And now Philadelphia Insurance has sued him for fraud.
Oops.
Now, Andy is a fairly wealthy guy. In fact, he went out and bought another Bugatti Veyron right after this. And this one, guess what Andy does for a living? He does salvage on exotic cars.
Interesting.
He owns the largest salvage yard for exotic cars in the nation.
Hmm.
And the old Bugatti then showed up at auction for sale. The one that looked like it had been in a fight with Manny Pacquiao. So Andy has got big problems now. They were supposed to go to trial on Monday of last week, and the trial was postponed for some reason. Something tells me he's making a deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the video, his words were, and he changed his story a little bit, but initially he said he was distracted by a low-flying seagull.
Right.
And that's why he drove off the road. But in the video, there's no seagull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. But now he says he dropped his phone.
Oh.
He changed that. It wasn't the seagull.
See,
now, think about all the seagulls.
Alone, once you change your story.
Yeah. Think about all those perfectly innocent seagulls that have felt guilt about this for the last year. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, do you offer the F-150 Raptor with the Roush SC upgrade? Yes, we offer the F-150 Raptor.
Available.
If it's available, we've got it. Now, if you want a Raptor, this is the last year you're going to be able to get it for a couple of years because they're not building the Raptor in 15. The new Ford, the new aluminum body Ford, will not have a Raptor build out on it.
We can even wrap that Raptor.
Yeah.
You want the matte black? You want a camo Raptor? We'll wrap that Raptor and make it look like anything you want. We do it all the time.
Yep.
Love it. Mike from Dallas says, I've been listening to y'all since I was 16, which is 6 years now. Oh, I've learned so much over the years through you and hope to lease a car from you soon.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike will sell a vehicle to you as well. We have a phenomenal pre-owned business with all the leases that come back in and all the great trade-ins we take in. Don't count us out for a great deal on a pre-owned car, too.
Yes, indeed.
Tell your friends, Mike. Thank
you. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what do you think about the GTI? I think it's a Volkswagen.
And if you've listened to some of our previous shows, Volkswagens are a little persnickety as well when it comes to long-term maintenance.
Well, if you're going to keep it long, I would lease the car.
It.
Yeah, and if you're going to keep it long-term, be sure and buy an extended warranty because when you have repairs on the car, they have to bring everything from Germany, and it's expensive to fix that way.
Mm-hmm.
So parts and stuff have to come from Germany.
They bring the Germans to fix it and everything.
No, they don't.
We talked about having those ads automatically pop up on your phone if you visit the store, if you're near a store like a Target or a Lowe's, and somebody says you have to have the app installed. So maybe that's what it is. Lane, did you say you have the movie theater app on your phone?
It's in like the passbook on Apple, the iPhone, where you can kind of keep track. And I'm a Stubbs member.
And then you can
put in your information and it sends you updates. And I can opt out of it, but it's still kind of cool to walk in and it.
Yeah, well,
knows and where you are.
There was no mention of any kind of opt-in on that Toyota story at all.
Yeah.
So
we don't know.
That's an ad agency that geo-targets you and send you push notifications based on the fact that they got your telephone.
Right. On that same note, another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, facial recognition software is involved sometimes and not even illegal. Sci-fi is now reality, like Minority Report.
Ah.
That's creepy.
We're going to get you not for what you've done, but for what you're about to do.
Yes. Ooh. So chew on that this Labor Day weekend. If you need the phone number for Autoflex, they are open having a great Labor Day sale, 817 or 972-234-1234. Or go to the website, autoflex.com, click on Facebook, and you can follow along with all the stories we talked about. See that video of the Bugatti crashing in the water and all that good stuff. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Lane for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. To the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle.